It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light, and don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout Pennsylvania. This is quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings, and Thursday was just the warm-up. Now's the time to get ready for Sunday's full slate of action, and there's no better place to get in the game than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. To add to this week's excitement, DraftKings Sportsbook is rolling out a can't-miss offer. If you haven't tried DraftKings Sportsbook yet, head to the App Store now because you don't want to miss this. DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all new users the chance to turn $1 into $100 when they bet on any team. That's right. Place a dollar bet on any team. If that team wins, you cash $100. How could you pass that up? So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Make sure to use promo code KSN when you sign up to get this can't-miss offer. Pick any team during week one, bet $1 on them, and win $100 if they win. That's $1 to win $100 when you use promo code KSN during sign-up. For limited time, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show. So, of course, that means we welcome in our buddy Ross Tucker for Tucker's Tape. How you doing, Ross?
You know what? I am doing great, Jim. Football season's here. It's in full effect. I feel bad saying that on this show. I know a lot of people listen to it live and listen to the podcast. It's like, I got my second game, Army and Louisiana Monroe, on Saturday at 1:30 Monday night. I'll be in the booth for the Steelers and the Giants for Westwood One, if any of our great listeners are driving around. So I'll be calling two games this weekend, Jim. Something's wrong, Jim. I mean, I know we don't want to spend that much time on this, but it just feels so wrong that I've got all these games I'm going to and broadcasting, and all the Penn State players are just sitting on the couch.
You know what, Ross, and I know you're a Penn State fan too, as I am. It is just incredible. It's the fall. We should have been starting the season last week. You know, here we are just keeping our fingers crossed. All these rumors are out there. I'm just hoping that there is just so much smoke with these rumors. There has to be some fire, right?
Well, I think they're clearly trying to figure something out, right? I mean, they're seeing these other college football programs being able to play. Although, in fairness to them, I think there's three or four games that have already been canceled for this weekend or suspended for COVID-related reasons. It seems like, you know, based on what I've read, things are going pretty well at the high school level. You know, there's over 1,000 high school games that have been played. There's not really any reporting so far about super spreader events or even games being canceled or postponed because of players having COVID. So far, so good in high school. Obviously, the NFL has done an unbelievable job so far. College does seem to be, in fairness, Jim, the most problematic, and I think it's just because of the nature of the age and the living conditions. You know, these are college kids that are back on campus with other college kids that are probably not all making the best choices, whereas the high school kids are, you know, with their parents and their house, and the NFL guys realize they could lose a lot of money if, you know, they're caught doing anything that they're not supposed to be doing. Feels like college is a little bit different, but I'll say this. My father-in-law has a place out near State College, and so I drove out there Sunday morning after doing the Army game Saturday. My brother-in-law and sister-in-law were out there, and it was just gorgeous all weekend. And we must have said five different times how incredible it would have been if that had been the weekend for Penn State's first game. Just how awesome it, I mean, it was like the perfect temperature, Jim. Now I feel like I'm just like rubbing it in. Now I feel like I'm just going to get all our great listeners mad at me. Don't be mad at me. I'm on your side. it just feels weird.
The rest of us fans were having the same conversation over the weekend. You talk about our listeners being upset with you. I've got another bone to pick with you, and that will segue us into what we wanted to talk about, which was it was a big recruiting week of news for Penn State. And I had there's a friend of the show. He texted me telling me I should remind you that you, Ross, were given just one assignment, and that was to deliver Nolan Rucci to the Nittany Lions, and you let us down. Explain yourself, my friend.
if only it worked that way. Look, I even told them, for my selfish purposes, it would have been great if you went to Penn State. You know, I watch every snap of Penn State football, so it would have been great to watch him. I read all of Penn Live's coverage and more about the program. And so it would have been best for me, Jim. Like, if I'm being honest, if I'm being selfish, it would have been a lot better for me if Nolan had decided he wanted to go to Penn State. I would have loved watching him the next 4 years. I would have loved, you know, being able to read about him and all of those things. But at the end of the day, you have to remember that all of these recruits make the decisions for different reasons and their own personal reasons. And in the end, he wanted to be with his brother. And like, there's really no argument against that. I mean, I can tell you that Penn State did an incredible job recruiting him. The whole family would tell you that. I mean, if they just did it based on which school did the best job recruiting him, it would be Penn State. He would go to Penn State. But you know what Penn State doesn't have? They don't have his brother, you know? And I don't care. No matter what you say, it's funny because I had one of the other programs texted me that was in the final five for Nolan Rucci. And, you know, they had texted me, you know, and it just said, blood always wins. And a lot of times it is, you know, your parents' alma mater, or, you know, it's like if you have family members that went to a school, that's where you go, like Nolan Rucci did. But his brother, he's 17 months older than him. He's at Wisconsin. They worked out every day during the quarantine when his older brother, Hayden, had to leave Wisconsin and come back. They worked out every day. They're tight. They worked out with their dad. I mean, it just, I don't think that helped Penn State. Let's put it that way. I don't think the quarantine and them working out together every day for months was a positive for Penn State. I think it made it really tough for him to pick anywhere other than that. I know he was still torn. I mean, you know, I know they went over the pros and cons. And when you think about, he had so many pros for Penn State, it wasn't even funny. But the biggest pro, or the biggest con, was that his brother wasn't there. And the biggest pro was that his brother was at Wisconsin. And so that's what he wanted to do. I wish him best of luck. You know, I'll try to watch Wisconsin when I can, but that's how it works. So, look, it's a really good lesson for the dominate the state thing, for any individual recruit, and anyone that has quote unquote influence with the recruit, like me, you know, being a family friend. You know, ultimately, there's only so much you can do. You know, like, I'll tell you this, Jim, I'm very confident my dad wanted me to go to Harvard. Very confident. He went to college up in Boston. I think he would have thought it was awesome if I went to college up in Boston, went to Harvard. He probably, you know, didn't like when he was in college in Boston and all the Harvard guys. He's like, oh, these Harvard guys. He probably thought it would be cool if I went there. That's not where I wanted to go. I wanted to go to Princeton. So I didn't even go where my dad wanted me to go. So I understand Penn State's fans' frustration. And what I would say, Jim, is it's not, you can never look at it just one person, right? And I know what the caller is saying, or the text messenger, or the email, or whatever it is. I know what they're saying. You can never judge recruiting based on one individual's decision. But it is extremely fair to judge Penn State based on what they've done in totality in the class of 2021 and what they've done in the state over the last 5 years. which I would say is objectively not good enough. It's not good enough. And I know they've gotten a bunch of guys, but they've lost a bunch of guys. They're obviously having a terrible 2021 recruiting class in the state of Pennsylvania. And for them to get where they want to go, the college football playoff, it has to be better. I mean, we can say, well, Julian Fleming like this, and Kyle McCord like this, and Marvin Harrison Jr. and this, and the D lineman from Pittsburgh, he wanted to stay home. They wanted to stay home and go to Pitt, and this one wanted to go with his brother. You don't really say that about Ohio kids and Ohio State. They go to Ohio State like 95% of the time when Ohio State wants them. It's very similar for Alabama kids in Alabama, for South Carolina kids in Clemson. So it's a problem that it looks like they understand and they're ahead of. And so far, let's spin it the other way, Jim. They are kicking serious butt in the 2022 class in general, and in particular in the state of Pennsylvania. And I think they got a great chance to get Mekhi Flowers from Steele High, Anthony Ivey, Manheim Township, maybe even Nick Singleton from Governor Mifflin, Jan Johnson's high school. I mean, they might end up getting like the top 10 players in the state in the class of 2022 and have a top five class in the country.
Well, I'll tell you what, Ross, you already covered several of my questions. Good for you. Just to confirm what you're talking about, the difference between 2021 and 2022, 2021, Penn State does not have one top 10 ranked players from Pennsylvania. For the 2022 class, I think it's already three of them. And overall in the class, in the 2021 class, they have one guy in the top 250 nationally. In 2022, they already have five of those players, five top 250 players. So is it just cyclical, Ross? Is it momentum? How do you go from where they are in 21 to where they appear to be going in 2022?
It is both of those things, and that's a great way to describe it, Jim. It is both cyclical and it is a momentum thing. There's no question about it. You know, they got off to a hot start. They got the quarterback in Pennsylvania, Bo Prabula, and now they're really rolling there, and they've got the momentum going. Now they're getting guys at every position. I think they, on some level, maybe learned from what happened with the 2021 class.
All right. That is it for Tucker's Tape. Stick around. Quarter number three, we're going to ask Ross.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
This is Jim from Keystone Sports, and I'd like to introduce you to our new partners at Forged-Legends.com, makers of solid one-piece cast aluminum gifts. Forget the bumper sticker. For the real enthusiast, you need to go to Forged-Legends.com. Front plates, license plate frames, and hitch covers. Choose from many patriotic themes or even show your pride with your favorite team's colors. All come with a lifetime guarantee and are manufactured right here in Central PA. Be sure to check them out. That's Forged-Legends.com and use code KSN at checkout. DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is rolling out a can't-miss offer for Sunday's action. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN when you sign up. Pick any team during Week 1, bet $1 on them, and win $100 if they win. That's code KSN for limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.